Blog Talk Radio.
What a hell of a feeling, I'm living large. I'm a hell of a nigga, I'm still in charge. Take a get you from here or behind the bars.
No matter what. Ain't no crime.
You ain't gotta tell me it hurts.
I know it hurts.
To lose somebody you really love and they not dead.
Dug it up and roll.
But you dead to me.
Yeah.
Love you with all my heart, I swear to God I do. Don't forgive you. I never forget what you did.
I'm not a human being, and I came up from nothing, just imagine that. Now I got my own, just imagine that. Try to take it from me, I ain't got it back. I lost day one, just imagine that. Feeling like it's all on me. Soon as they fall, they gon' call on me. I remember when they used to talk about me. These days, now I got it on, just imagine that.
Like, I remember when it wasn't nothing with a 9. Now I got it all. Chopping game with the president, we on a call.
Yeah, freely loose.
Now we flying over Bogota.
Right.
I swear that I'm flying, it ain't no denying. I'm drowning, yeah, we going up. Got another female, see she wanna write nothing. Told her I ain't coming, you gon' have to fight with me. I'm in the studio, I'm on the ground right nothing. Like right now.
And I came up from nothing, just imagine that. Now I got my own, just imagine that. Try to take it from me, I ain't got it back. I lost day one, just imagine that thing. Feeling like it's all on me. Soon as they fall, they gon' call on me. I remember when they used to talk about me. These days, now I got it on, just imagine that thing.
But who do you believe? All praise be to God right now, I achieve. I've been to hell and back, now I'm seeing different things. And what we sippin' on, we never said it give you wings. I don't get tired, I'm a billionaire, what you believe? I'm a breadwinner, I'm telling Malcolm X recipes. Out of bread, Japanese red stitch, them cheating. I ain't scared of death, say you wanna get, we can squeeze. When I'm alone on my trap, I was stay at the wall. Listening to Biggie Smalls, I can't wait till I fall. It's just me and my dog, had a couple of flaws. I was bad at saving money, till the dick out of fraud.
I fell off.
I got it. In Brooktown, in the bed, water looking at the roof. I'm not opinionated, but I used to keep a fool. Never had too many problems till I had too many partners. Richard ever call a nigga back, he know I got him. I put that on my body.
And I came up from nothing, just imagine that. Now I got my own, just imagine that. Try to take it from me, I ain't got it back. I lost day one, just imagine that. Feeling like it's all on me.
Up. I no longer post from Carolina, had to switch the route. Turn the beat up, I ain't all beat in the drought. I don't fuck with nothing but some stepper. Dope gang veteran, cocaine seller. You got Roy Moore better, 2 grand, quiet nine. Make the dog food better. The one, take a one, do a meal, no pressure.
And I came up from nothing, just imagine that. Now I got my own, just imagine that. Try to take it from me, I ain't got it back. I lost day one, just imagine that. Feeling like it's all on me. Soon as they fall, they gon' call on me. I remember when they used to talk about me. These days, now I got it on. Just imagine that.
She take my money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over time that digs on me. She give me money.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke niggas.
She give me money.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke niggas.
I got
a get down, girl, gon' head, get down. With a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm, she said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. Far as girls, you got a flock, I could tell by your charm and your arm, but I'm looking for the one. Have you seen her? My psychic told me she have an ass like Serena, Trina, Gina, for Lopez, four kids, and I gotta take all they badass to show this. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I pulled up in the Benz, they all got a Benz. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you fucking with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to fuck with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. 18 years, she got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got LiPo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. Money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want freedom. We want freedom. Yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave your ass, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, 18 years. And on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Now I ain't saying you a gold digger, you got knees. You don't wanna do the smoke, but he can't buy weed. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a Benz out of that Dyson. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week is a surprise. So stick by his side. I know his dude's ballin', and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Let me hear that back.
Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods.
Peace
to
the gods.
What's going on, world? Hello, world. What's going on with it, Kalam? How are you today, man?
Doing beautiful, brother, right here on the road still. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm wonderful, magnificent, and great, man. Just made it in. Kind of got everything going a little late, but, man, better late than never, man. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, man. So, I came in today and, you know, I was kind of rushing through a lot of stuff, but I kind of had a little time to kind of study over a little bit of my constitution along with, you know, Florida's constitution. And, again,
okay.
Today is Knowledgeable Sunday, you know what I'm saying? Today is the day where we put out some knowledge for the public, you know what I'm saying? Especially dealing with what we like to talk about is the Constitution, all right?
Yes, sir.
And so what we're going to do is, man, I'm going to jump right into it, right? Because I don't like to waste time, you know? But,
hey, let's get it.
So... Yeah, so I'm gonna give an example as to why I love the Constitution, and I'm gonna give you the reason why I teach people all the time about going straight to the Constitution whenever they have any type of problems, right? Before I learned about the Constitution myself, right? I always knew in my mind, you know, you always have this it's like your chakras are trying to, you know what I'm saying, relay some form of information to you in some form or fashion. And so the situations that I was having in life was, man, I was going around, and as a young melanated brother, we all get in some form of fashion. We all get in some sort of trouble in some form of fashion, right? And so me, I was one of them guys that was brought up on being respectful and so forth and so on, right? But a lot of times we as children are not taught to be disrespectful when it comes to adults or people in high authorities, right? But what are they taught? Are they taught to be respectful? Are they taught to, you know what I'm saying, follow the rules? Are they taught to do all of these things that is necessary in holding a high value position, right? And so me as a young man, you know, I paid attention to a lot of that. And I was basically the age of 17, you know what I'm saying, was one of my biggest charges that I had. That, well, I ain't gonna say one of the biggest charges. It was just a charge. It was just a simple charge that, you know what I'm saying, that kind of pissed me off that I ended up getting because I did what I was supposed to do. You see what I'm saying? I did everything properly. That's the way I was taught. You know, be respectful to the law, be respectful to, you know what I'm saying, to your peers and so forth, right? But so what ended up happening was I was stopped by a police officer, me and my homeboy, and the officer wanted me to actually get out the way, you know what I'm saying, from what he was trying to get to. I did it. But my homeboys, they didn't, right? So guess what? The officer got upset and slung me to the ground. Did you know what I'm saying? He basically violated all my rights, right? And so what ended up happening was, And what ended up happening was, I ended up, man, he took me to juvie, right? He took me to juvie. I didn't have to go to jail. But in the, to honestly say, like, I did everything that I was supposed to do. So this gentleman took me in to juvie, and he basically violated my rights, right? Now, I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't commit a crime. I didn't do anything, right? So what he basically did was he filed a report saying that I was being disrespectful, and here we call it like a disorderly conduct. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but I, you know, basically as a minor, you couldn't contract with him, so he basically had me in overnight. You know what I'm saying? But I knew then. I said, "Whoa, it's a lot of people that like to abuse their power." So, from that day forward, of course, I called many other charges, and a lot of them were unconstitutional. Because, you know, the Constitution was set in place for these officials to follow so that, you know what I'm saying, you're not harmed in any form or fashion, right? So you're not treated unfairly. And so as we went over last week, we went over the fact that that the government was set up, and it was set up to be controlled by us. You see what I'm saying? But if you don't know these powers, then of course, as we speak on each time we come on this show, you're gonna fall by the wayside, you know, and you're gonna be taken advantage of. And, you know, they're going to play they're going to try to embarrass you, basically. You know what I'm saying? So we're teaching our listeners to follow the Constitution in every way so that you better understand how to protect your rights. That makes sense, Cologne?
Yeah, that makes 100% sense. I get where you're coming from.
Right, right. And so what I want to do is I actually want to go over this Constitution with you guys and, you know, kind of break down in this Constitution. And then I don't also want to just stay into the declarations. I also want to move around and trying to show each other how the administrators are elected into office as well. You see, we're going to show you, we're going to teach you and go over the rights that you have as well. But yeah, we want to most definitely show you, like, hey, look, these people have a certain time frame even in office. You know what I'm saying? Like, even in my county, I see that you have people in certain positions that stay in that position for a long period of time, and no one ever says anything. You know what I'm saying? But according to the Constitution, these people have a certain period of time to even be in office, and we're going to go over that as well. All right? But
yes, sir.
I want to go back into I'm going to have to pull it up, man. I was moving so fast, man, that I kind of...
Which one are you looking at? Are you looking at the Tennessee? Oh, you look.
Yeah. I'm gonna go back. I mean, but if you find anything in the Florida Constitution that you want to bring forward, man, feel free to. You know, I was trying to pull minds back up. I had lost the place when I was pulling in. All right. And okay, so I found it. All right. Now, I want to go to mine's. I want to go to Tennessee Constitution, Declaration of the Right, Article 1, Section 9, where it says the right of accused in criminal prosecution. All criminal prosecutions, the accused had the right to be heard by himself and his counsel, to demand the nature and case of the accusation against him, and to have a copy thereof to meet the witness face to face, to have a compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and in prosecutions for indictment or presentment, a speedy public trial by an impartial jury of the county or district in which the crime shall have been committed, and shall not be compelled to give evidence against himself. Now, I won't want you to understand that, because I have a lot of people, man, that go to court and they deal with, you know, the state being the person that goes against that goes against you. You see what I'm saying? And
right.
In this statement, it tells you have the right to face your accuser. But a lot of times, you never face your accuser because you have no one to face. You see? And a lot of times, we are in fear of the things that we don't know, you know? And that right there is a big problem. Because right here, it tells you, it says you have the right to face your accuser. So, for instance, if you're going into court on a traffic ticket, who is the accuser? Who is the person that you will be facing when you go inside the courtroom? You see? Is it the police officer? Do you think that the police officer will show up? 9 times out of 10, the officer will never be there. You know? And on, let's say, even when it comes to a drug charge, right? Let's say you go to court on a drug, on a what they call a drug charge, right? And there's no one else in there but the DA. or the prosecuting attorney.
Yeah.
So when you go inside these courtrooms, who are you facing? Who is the person that is bringing the charge against you? I want you to keep that in mind. I want you to really understand that you have to have someone that is accusing you of something, and you have that right to face this accuser, right? And so dealing with many of my charges, I paid attention to this lesson, and I paid attention to when we was going over the Constitution and I was dealing with some of my charges. I was like, wow, I have nobody to face. I have nobody that is really bringing a case against me, right? And so my eyes started opening wide. But I would have never known this had I never, ever looked this up in this Constitution. I would have never known, you know, that, hey, I got the right to bring forth, to face anybody that's bringing forth a charge to me, you know? And so we have to remember that, you know. What about in Florida, Kalam? Have you ran across anything inside of your Constitution that's relative to what I've just read?
Yeah, I think we got something inside the Florida one. I'm pretty sure we do.
Okay. Facts. And I'm knowing, man, you do, because majority of these
right here.
Constitution, yeah, most of them are the same, man.
Yeah.
They're all the same.
Yeah.
So, and so, you want to be mindful when dealing with this court system, no matter what you're dealing with. I want you to understand that, man, you have these rights, and that you should go over these rights at all time, you know, and try to deal with some of these litigations yourself.
Yeah.
All right. And number, I'm gonna move to section 10, right? And this is a good one because, man, I meet a lot of people who really fail at this when it comes to being tried for a charge twice, right? And it says not to be put twice in jeopardy, that no person shall, for the same offense, be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, all right? And I'ma just go down because, like I say, this right here, it explains to you exactly what this means, right? This Constitution right here, that's why I like this one so much. And it reads, when in jeopardy, a man is in jeopardy in a constitutional sense as soon as he has been put to trial in a court of competent jurisdiction upon a valid indictment by a jury sworn upon an issue to make deliverance. All right? So with that being said, you have to understand, once you've been to trial on something, or once they say, hey, look, we going to trial on this, we're going to take the same trial on this, and let's say, for instance, right, I had a partner of mine, went to jail, right? On an offense where he had, they used it as an aggravated assault because he ended up trying to defend himself because he ain't one of those fighters, basically, right? Which you got gun rights, you see what I'm saying,
right,
to defend yourself in any case, right? And so this is a part of our Constitution. But to sum it up, what ended up happening was he went to jail. Yeah, they locked him up, and so what ended up happening was he stayed in jail and he fought it. He went to trial. They threw it out, right? 3-2 months later, They come back with a warrant. They pick them up, right? Now, this is what we're talking about as far as double jeopardy. What did they say? They dropped it, but the feds picked it up. You ever heard anybody say anything like that to you, Cologne?
Yeah, I heard a lot of people say that, to be honest.
And you know, this is what we are saying as far as being twice put in jeopardy of life and liberty, all right? Because what you do not want to do is allow this system to try to play you in multiple ways, because this is twice somebody is getting paid, this system, twice. And you know what he did? This gentleman went and hired the same attorney that he got put on the trial for the first time. He got him put on the trial the second time again, right? And this time, instead of them allowing him to, you know, go free off of the charge, they gave him 3 years. You see what I'm saying? Because he hired an attorney. He had an attorney. An attorney what? Works. They all work together.
Yeah, they all work under the Bar Association.
Exactly. You know? And so, you know, you, when we go in and we think we're doing justice by, you know, getting us an attorney, we are really handing ourselves over to this to this entity. If you want to say, you know, but we have to do better with our understanding. We have to do better with with educating ourselves when it comes to the system. Now, we actually in this Constitution. Let me see. I want to go. It was another one that I went over. And I think I talked about this last week, if I'm not mistaken. But it says in Section 11, no ex post facto laws. Yeah, I think we did go over this. You know.
Yeah, I remember that.
And yeah, and I love this one because it helps me to understand. Like, I don't have to contract with anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you can't use these new laws against me because I'm still old school. I could be as old school as I want, you know what I'm saying? And you can't bring anything toward me that's gonna, you know, that's gonna go against my rights. And it says no ex post facto laws, that laws made for the punishment of acts committed previous to the existence of such laws and by them only declared criminal are contrary to the principles of a free government. Wherefore, no ex post facto law shall be made. You know? And, you know, this right here tells me right here that, you know, after the Constitution was set in place, if legislators were to come in, and years later on down the road when my great-great-great-great-grandkids were born, that this was set in place so those great-great-great-great-great-great-grandkids don't have to be bullied by this so-called system. You see? And so that right there is just a breakdown of what ex post facto law is. And you know, believe you me, we will go over each word, like, we're going to break it down for you. You want assistance with it, we will take the time out and we will break these down for you, you know. But we at the halfway mark. I know we was kind of playing music at the beginning, man, to get us kind of prepared. But we actually at the halfway mark. We're going to take about a 5-minute break and get back to the show, man. We're going to get things back going. All right?
Yes, sir.
VIP line with the V-Time and the Easter run. Used to drive the Nissan, now she in a Beamer. I don't wanna, cause she from the corner. And I heard that Beamer was a loner. Her old man the owner. And I don't even drink Coronas. What type of drink you want, bro? No champagne forever. On dirty Sprite forever. You come sit with me. If you like to change the weather. If you wanna live better. We can buy a crib wherever. Don't get too thirsty. Get used to the cheddar. I wanna tell the world about you just so they can get jealous. And if you see a boy, I do. Till I wish that I met her. Turn on the light. I'm looking for my suit. I heard she keep her promises. Ain't never turn on you. I heard she ain't gon' cheat and she gon' never make no move. I heard she be the end that you need and she come through. Turn on the light. Turn on the light, I'm looking for a tool. I heard she got a pretty face, standing like a stallion. I heard that she a precious jewel, you treat her to medallion. I wanna be the one to find her if I go to prowling. And if I get another one, you know I can't wait to dial it. And if we get together, girl, you know we gon' be wildin'. And when we get together, we make magic in this hour. Whenever you up it, ain't there nobody can do about it. Turn on the light. Tried to go to sleep and seen her in my dreams. Just in case I run across to the day, I'ma stay clean. Just in case you recognize her face, send her to me and tell her I've been looking for her with a flashlight. You can't tell her nothing, cause I got my cash right. And tell her if she honest, this promise, stay true. Make sure when you tell her we're going past the moon. Turn on the light.
So long, didn't have no choice but to grow up.
Grow up.
Pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up,
pull up.
Spending racks and demons on my girl, watching her grow up. Rich nigga, still in the neighborhood, still eating coke cuts.
Yeah.
Street nigga, bitch, I'm in the Bentley doing donuts.
Yeah.
Taught myself how to get millions, ain't nobody show us.
No.
From my young nigga, 50 balls, told a little nigga, grow up.
No.
Uncle Vic told me, stay down with this shit till it blow up.
I got you.
Smoking on some shit you not got, walk in my soda.
Dirty.
Used to sign for the packs, now I sign t-shirts and posters.
No.
Drop 500 racks to drop the top on that new roaster.
Oh.
Balenciaga the drip. It's dope. First class, do bad, take a trip.
It's dope.
Spend a little bit, stack all the chips.
Stack it up.
I walk in my jail and go crazy. Woo. Can't get money with me, you too lazy. One thing I ain't never did was never, ever, ever let a bitch play me.
Hell nah.
Sorry. I put it down in the city, now I'm up, nigga. Hey. I used to eat 100 peas just for lunch, nigga.
Woo.
I got fuck niggas recruiting other fuck niggas. Hustle hard, ain't no such thing as luck, nigga.
Hold up, hold up. Hold up. We was down for so long, didn't have no trust. I just pull up. In the racks and demons on my girl, watching her glow up. Rich nigga, still in the neighborhood, still eating coke cuts.
Yeah.
Street nigga, bitch, I'm in the Bentley doing donuts.
Yeah.
Taught myself how to get millions, ain't nobody show us.
No.
From my young nigga, 50 balls, told him little nigga, grow up.
Hold up.
I just pulled a 8 of codeine and a Coca-Cola.
Bro.
I make it look too easy, I carry my whole hood on my shoulder.
Damn.
If money not in the equation, please do not approach us.
Swear to God.
Cut my day one nigga off because of jealousy.
Damn.
Every day I'ma get fresh and pull up medicine.
Dirty.
Post too much dirt by mistake because I'm heavy hand. Bitch, I'm the plug best friend, you just a middle man.
Hey, fuck them niggas.
I don't fuck with them niggas, I'm cut from a different cloth.
Yeah, yeah.
Ask the CEO and your rap friends why they hate dogs. Rich nigga, how I pop it on
it.
The top come out, so I dropped it on him. Paid 30K over sticker price, I had to cop it on him.
Hold up.
We was down for so long, didn't have no choice but to go up.
Pull up.
In direction, Nemes on my girl, watching her glow up. Rich nigga, still in the neighborhood, still eating coke cuts.
Yeah.
Street nigga, bitch, I'm in the Bentley doing donuts.
Yeah.
Taught myself how to get millions, ain't nobody show us. From my young nigga, 50 balls, told him little nigga, grow up.
Yeah. I remember my mom and dad were living in a one-room shack. Nowadays, I wake up in a mansion. I remember my mom and dad didn't even have a car. I don't want to get started for nowadays, man. Half of this shit out there on my driveway, I can't even spill this shit, man. On God.
Let me start out by saying rest in peace to Dolph, man. That was my homeboy. That was my buddy. That was my partner. You know what I'm saying? We probably didn't speak or talk for, you know, during his career time. But, you know, I went to school with this brother. I went, you know, we hung out on the same baseball, basketball field, football field, whatever it was that we was dealing with during our school time. And not only that, man, one of my buddies, he was like my family, man. Rest in peace to Snooty Wild, man. All I know is Yayo. You know what I'm saying? He was just gunned down out there in Houston, Texas as well. So, you know,
yeah,
man, we got a lot of
stuff.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, to the fallen soldiers, man. We got a lot of senseless crimes going on out here, man. We got to do better, though, you know?
We got
to do better, you know? And, man, like I say, even with my partner Dolph, man, he was gunned down in our own city, man. It's crazy, you know, that we killing each other over senseless dollar bills, you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of us don't want to think. A lot of us, we got this mentality to, you know, just take from others, you know, even if it's our life, you know. But man, we ain't gonna dwell on that, bro. Like, I'm living life today, man, for those brothers, you know what I'm saying? And man, I was just with Snooty. So, man, that kind of hit home. You know what I'm saying? So, I really did hit home. But, you
that's
know.
Right. And that was your cousin, right?
Yeah, man. Well, I put it like this. You know a person for so long, you like family. I know his family. He knew my family. You know what I'm saying? We just knew each other family. So we was like, we was family. We called each other cousins. You see what I'm saying? But that's the reason why it's kind of tough. You know what I'm saying? Because you looked at this person like family. You looked at this person like your brother, your cousin. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but man, rest in peace to him. You know, rest in peace to Dolph as well, man.
That's all.
But you know, back into the what we're doing, man. We're gonna jump back into this Constitution, and all right. So let's see, Kalam. I remember you sending me some about yours. You still driving?
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. I'm good. I could still dabble. I'm almost home, really. I'm like 6 minutes away.
Okay, but you driving or you riding, God?
I'm traveling.
Oh, okay, you traveling. Okay, bad. Yes, all right, so I'm gonna go into yours, right? And then
this
is the Florida Constitution, right? And this is the Constitution. 1868, man. And it's reading, you know, as follows. The Declaration of Rights. Y'all also have the Declaration of Rights. And we know some states have the Declaration of Rights and some states have what we call like the Bill of Rights, you know.
Right.
And so with yours, you have the Declaration of Rights. And I'm looking here as well, and yours, it says that Declaration of Rights, Section 3, the right of trial by jury should be secured to all and remain inviolate forever. But in all civil cases, the jury trial may be waived by parties in a manner to be prescribed by law.
My fault, God. Yeah, but right there, where it says, like, see how it's deciphering criminal case and it's talking about civil case, because, you know, when you go inside there, all cases is either criminal or civil. So, you know what a crime is. A crime is having an injured party. A civil is just like for tort claims, certain little, you know, misdemeanor type of things, you know what I'm saying? Nothing too big. And they're saying inside of the civil, when you're dealing with the civil, a trial by jury can be waived. You know what I'm saying? But with when you're dealing with a crime, it's like you damn near can't waive it. Is what I'm getting. It didn't say anything about waiving inside the criminal one.
Right.
But you could go on though. I just wanted to put that input.
No, great breakdown, brother. Great breakdown. All right.
Peace.
And then we have number 6, Section 6. This is a good one, too. It says, excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel or unusual punishment be inflicted, nor shall witnesses be unreasonably detained. All right. Now, I like this because it also says that in Tennessee Constitution, right? Similar to this.
Right.
And, you know, people get hit with these excessive fines all the time. Like excessive bails, $30,000, $20,000 for gun charges, you know. And, you know, you get hit with these senseless bills because no one ever says anything. No one ever directs the attention to the judge and say, hey, hold up, judge. You know, You said my bond is 20,000, but I just told you I ain't have a job. You still give me an excessive bond, you know.
Right.
That's just way too much. I don't work. I'm not doing anything. I don't have any collateral. I don't have this. I don't have that. And right now, you're telling me that this unconstitutional charge carries a $20,000 bond? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. So when you're dealing with the Constitution, you want to stay on top. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to drift off trying to actually come in with the statutes and codes, like you're trying to, hey, you know, I'm gonna stick with this statute and this code. You're gonna throw yourself off. It tells you right here that, you know what I'm saying, that no excessive bond. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't have any. No, let me read it properly. Let me go back and read it properly. It says, excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fine imposed. So you know you have people. I know I've been to court a few times where, you know, even if I didn't beat the even if I beat the charge, right? Or if I say, well, you know what? Like one time, right? Let's give a great example. One time I went in on the charge. I don't know if you remember, but I remember when I got locked up for riding the four-wheelers, right?
Yeah,
I was like, God, yeah, they took me to jail, man, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't have to pay no bond, you know what I'm saying? They told me, like, shit, you know, yeah, we're going to just detain you and take you in, but they took me in. They held me for about an hour, and then they released me, right? I still had to go to court. And so, long story short, I beat the charge, right, because I stuck to the Constitution. But this is where they try to get you. Okay, Mr. Morin, you know, we ain't got nothing on you. So, yeah, you free to go, Mr. Morin. Just stop by the clerk office and pay the, you know what I'm saying, blah. Yo. So it, to make it seem like even though they let you go, you still obligated to pay some type of fine. You know what I'm saying? No, I ain't going for that. That's just me though. You know what I'm saying? Now I don't know in certain states if they enforce that up on people, but I just know. When I went, I wasn't going for that. And I had to let the judge know, no, hold up, judge, you just threw it out and then you try to hit me with a fine? No, sir. Like, I feel like that's backdooring me if you ask me. Like, I'm not paying for no fine. I didn't ask to be here. You know what I'm saying? I didn't do anything wrong. So, you know, you got to watch that because if not, man, they would trick you into coming out of your pocket in some form or fashion. You know what I'm saying? And you don't want these people to win. You don't want these people to keep having all that power over you. You know what I'm saying? So, man, you got to kind of watch that. You got to watch it,
and,
you know?
And what I think, like, people are really, like, you know what I'm saying? They're afraid. And I get it, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't know. You know what I'm saying? And you're fearing the things you don't know. You don't know what's gonna happen next. You don't know if certain things that is being said is true or false. You know what I'm saying? I get it. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why you gotta go ahead and you gotta study and then you gotta stand up on laws and certain things like that. Because you have to get a understanding how to move. Because if the thing is, you got to learn. First, you have to govern your mental government. You have to govern your mental first, right? If you don't govern yourself, then someone will do it for you. You know what I'm saying? So that's how you got to look at it. If you do not move the right and correct way by the laws, and I'm talking about like the supreme law and not, you know what I'm saying, violating anybody else's law, then
guess what? Someone is going to move like that for you, because if you're not doing anything, which is acquiescence, your silence is your agreement, then they're going to do whatever. Because guess what? You basically like a corpse. You know what I'm saying? You just basically dead because you're not doing anything. So that's why you got to have lawyers and stuff speak for you, because you're seen as incompetent. You know what I'm saying? Like you have a child state mind. You can't even talk for yourself. But yeah, man. But the next show, I think we should go ahead and get into all of the positions and the roles that they play, because some people might be afraid of the judge because, you know what I'm saying, it's magic going on. So you see the judge all the way up there, you're gonna feel like intimidated, because, you know what I'm saying, in the room, it's going to feel intimidated. This guy got on the black robe sometimes. Sometimes he doesn't, but sometimes he does.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I'm saying? Man. That can intimidate you. And now you feel like, all right, he has all the power. You know what I'm saying? Because now you see a bailiff as well inside there. So you feel like, ah, shit, I can't really even say nothing, because this dude look like he has his arm crossed, like he ready to bully me. Hey, God, I went to court, right? A court in one situation. And, man, the bailiff told me to take my turban off. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I be wearing my turban to just let them know. That's my symbol to let you know, you know what I'm saying, where I'm coming from. And to let you know that I'm not regular degular. So.
Right.
You know, he told me to take it off, like, straight up. Like, he tried to punk me. Like, really? Hey, I'm going to need you to take that off, straight up.
Right.
Yeah. I told him no. You know what I'm saying? This is my national headwear. You know what I'm saying? Once I said national headwear, you know, or hairdress, you know what I'm saying? Man, that dude shut up, and he just, like, posted up again. That's it. He ain't looked in my direction. From then, he already know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? But you got to move like that, because they gone. This is like the spells. They gone, like, test you. It's going to be test. But you got to stand on with you. You know what I'm saying? How you operating, because that's like basically like my religion, bro. And in this constitution, as we're going to see, you know what I'm saying, they can't go against your religion at no time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They can't go against your religion. So we just got to go in a position to see what the judge role is. I'm talking about the state troopers. I'm talking about the, you know what I'm saying, the police officers. You got to, you know what I'm saying, just the positions, man. And chess, before you even can move, you got to know what move you could do. You got to know what move a queen could move. You got to know how far a pawn can. You know what I'm saying? All of these these are limited. And just like the, you know what I'm saying, public servants, they are limited. So you got to know what moves they can and cannot do in order to, you know what I'm saying, checkmate. You got to learn how to move like this. This ain't checkers no more. You know what I'm saying? It's really check. So the positions, gotta get into the positions.
Facts, man.
Yes, sir.
And you know, what it is that, you know, we're gonna have to, really dig deep into this Constitution, like Kalam said, man, and really get you guys. Because, no lie, man, I went through the same situation, especially with the hurt, with my turban and everything. And to others, man, that was like, you know, that was like powerful to them. You see what I'm saying? So just think about the power that you passing along to other individuals when you stand up. You know what I'm saying? Like the Black Panther Party didn't take over the streets in one night. You know what I'm saying? It took a bunch of us to you know, stand up and actually get things popping. But we down to the last of the last. You know what I'm saying? Today is Knowledgeable Sunday. You know, we will be back because we got to come back with some fire for that Health Tuesday. Now we're gonna stay on the agenda and try to be in Monday. Tuesday around, what time would you say, guy, around 9, 9-ish?
Yeah,
you Tuesday around about 9.
What is that, a.m. or p.m.?
Yeah, we could do a.m. because we need to get the herbs out there early during the daytime. So
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So, man, let's start the Tuesday off right, because I know, you know, Monday be kind of hectic, you know, everybody trying to get everything back in order, you know what I'm saying? But Tuesday is the day where we're going to say, you know what, let's come together, man. Let's practice this religion on health. You know what I'm saying? We're going to practice a religion. Let's do it on health. Let's be religious when it comes to health. You know what I'm saying? So Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That'll give me at least to 8 o'clock to make sure all my kids and everybody's gone to school. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, man, we can prepare for the day. But, man, let's meet back up here Tuesday, man. And raise your hand if you got any questions. Dial at 1 on your dial tone, man. But it's been a blessed show today. I'm glad that me and Kalon was able to come together today and bring you guys this information. And like I say, we will be back on Tuesday.
Yeah, it was a beautiful show. Peace to the guys.
And peace.